all around Middle Tennessee with WMOT. Can you remember the last time you were in a record store? Chances are good it's been a while. Music retailing has been decimated in recent years by the advent of online audio streaming and music piracy. So it came as something of a surprise to learn that a record store had opened here in Middle Tennessee.
1752.
Debit or credit?
Okay.
Grant Polston and his wife Sandy are co-owners of the Little Shop of Records, located just off the square in downtown Murfreesboro.
Grant, appreciate it.
See you later.
The Polstons know they're bucking the trend away from brick-and-mortar music stores. Not one to mince words, Grant calls the move a little bit nuts.
We're risk takers. Both of us are. We're not, by any stretch, what you would consider conservative with the way that we live our lives.
The Polstons are taking their gamble with eyes wide open. Both have an extensive background in retail sales. Grant says at this point in their lives, he and his wife were looking for something more than just another job.
Where would we, you know, produce the most passion, where when we go to work every day, it would never be like going to work.
Polston sell music, of course, both CDs and vinyl records, along with a wide assortment of other items.
And incense, of course, because this is a record store, right?
It's a requirement.
It is mandatory to have incense in a record store.
If the Polstons are crazy, it may be crazy like a fox. Dr. Amy Macy teaches music industry marketing in Middle Tennessee State University's Department of Recording Industry. She says the Polstons have clearly done their homework.
Vinyl has seen a double-digit increase with regards to sales, along with the fact that if there was a target market to focus on, a college market with a recording industry program would be the place to do it, and Murfreesboro would certainly be an ideal locale.
Macy says industry watchers are having a hard time getting a handle on this latest generation of music consumers. She notes that young people are leading the trend toward online music consumption, but are also the ones buying vinyl records in growing numbers.
It's kind of a head-scratcher. You know, it's an amoeba. It's really hard to kind of put a lasso around it and identify what's going on.
I like Glenn Campbell, Steve Winwood, Charlie McCoy.
Murfreesboro resident Levi Massey was in the Little Shop of Records the day I visited. He says he's in the store a couple of times a week and is a recent convert to vinyl.
100%, it fills out a room. It's got those, you know, nice little cracks and pops, and it just fills everything out more than any kind of compressed file ever kind of would.
So. Grant Polston says that among his customers, that's a pretty common reaction.
But the liner notes and just to have the artwork, and you own something, and maybe deep down it feels right to support the artist as opposed to, you know, steal a digitally remastered copy off of a server somewhere.
The Polstons aren't holding anything back. They've signed a 3-year lease and are continuing to add to the new items for sale. In early February, when retail sales of all kinds are usually down, the Little Shop of Records had its best day ever.
This is a great market. We think it's a great fit, and we'll see how it goes.
Look for the Little Shop of Records just off the Murfreesboro Square on East Main, or you can find them on Facebook. For WMOT News, I'm Mike Osborne.